Women of the Crusades, which was published yesterday as I speak, is based on my research going back long before I started working at Cardiff University, from my PhD research in the 1980s. And before that, I've been gathering together evidence for it. So it is a collection, a very wide range of material, not just talking about women actually on the crusading field, and other people have written about that, as indeed I have myself, and the problems with the sources, which again have been adequately covered and are being adequately covered by other scholars, but also looking at more than just the Crusades to the Eastern Mediterranean, but also the crusading expeditions in Spain, women's involvement in the Crusades against heretics in southwest of France, the Albigensian Crusades, and also in Bohemia, the Crusades against the Hussites, and the Baltic Crusades, and then also looking at what women were doing when they didn't actually join their menfolk on the crusade, but stayed at home to look after family estates, or those many women, as long as many men, who couldn't join the crusades for other reasons, like they didn't have enough money, but they could contribute in other ways. And again, women's role in memorialising the crusades. So it's been a long process of drawing together very disparate evidence. I've tried to reference everything so people can go and look them up elsewhere. Inevitably, people will say, but you've only told us a paragraph about this person. Tell us more. And to which my answer is, well, there are footnotes, there are endnotes. You can go and research it for yourself. So I hope this will prompt people to look more widely. People tend to think that women's involvement in crusading was exceptional. I know a number of scholars have argued against that, but it still seems to be an underlying trend in general knowledge about the Crusades. Oh, women were only there, just a few women, or they didn't do very much. And the argument of the book is their involvement is not exceptional at all. Being involved in the Crusades in Catholic, Latin Europe in the Middle Ages was the norm in one way or another, not necessarily fighting, but doing something to support the Crusades.